Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the 32nd broadcast of 2012, episode 1232 on Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, concerned about the direction your country is headed. We're here to inform and encourage like-minded patriots and offer hope and plans of action for the troubled times before us. And we've got a bunch of stuff to cover tonight. Stuff that will help you get prepared and equipped for just a time as this. Two interviews coming up in just a bit, both patriots taking two different approaches toward informing and preparing their fellow countrymen and ultimately working toward the same goal. Great guys that I'm honored to know and am so encouraged to have living among us in the American Redoubt. We need lots more like them. You'll get a chance to hear from them tonight after you know what. So let's get right to it. News and commentaries brought to you by CampingSurvival.com, meeting your survival and preparedness needs for any situation, anytime, anywhere. Oh, and I blew it last week. I didn't even catch it until I listened to the show afterward. I said survival camping. Sheesh, it's CampingSurvival.com. You all knew what I meant, obviously, since a lot of you went to their website over the last week. And hopefully you were able to take advantage of some of the great offers they had going on, some of the sales. All right, you all remember the theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, obviously. Right away, the theater chain started getting lambasted, or lambasted, however you want to say it, over their no firearms on the premises policy. And they were talking about the potential lawsuits that could come from that. Well, it's beginning. A possible lawsuit is brewing over the shooting at the Aurora movie theater, and there may be many more. The suit could target the owner of the theater. Okay, so we're all holding our breath here. What's this all about? Well, lawyers in New York say that Cinemark is the main entity that they're planning to go after for compensation for the victims. Yeah, I'm sure they're really concerned about the victims. They're hoping they can reach some sort of settlement right off the bat, but they're prepared to go to court. One of the lawyers said right now they're investigating to see if there were any past incidents at the theater and if there should have been more security there. Also in the crosshairs, the mental health professionals that suspect James Holmes saw in the past. They want to know, you know, did they put out a warning, and if they did, who did they warn? If they failed to warn, should they have? So they're basically just looking for anybody that's guilty or complicit. So it's not about whether citizens were disallowed to defend themselves. The lawsuit is now about the theater potentially not providing enough security. So now I can just see it. They'll have a security guard at every entrance and exit, unarmed security, no doubt. And it'll cost you $39.95 to get into a movie because you have to pay for all that so-called unarmed security that can't even protect you. Great. Here's a security threat on a different scale. We're all pretty well aware of the threat to our financial security in our own country, but that threat comes from the enemy within our own borders. Centralized banks, one world embracing politicians and other Marxists and tyrants within our own government. But it looks like the foreign economic threat is finally being manifested. China is said to be launching its own gold-backed worldwide currency. The article is subtitled, "Now the Americans will have to find a reason to go to war against China." Wonderful. Of course, that's just someone's opinion. Those are not any official headlines or anything. Reportedly, China, though, is recasting all of their gold reserves into small 1 kilo bars in order to issue a new gold-backed currency. And many say that this will disrupt global trade and will eventually cause a collapse of the U.S. dollar, which a lot of analysts have been, they've been calling this one out for a long time. That and the petrodollar. If they decide to start trading oil in some other currency besides the U.S. dollar, that would be the death knell to the U.S. dollar. And this could be a contributing factor, especially if all these oil-producing nations decide to start going with this Chinese gold-backed, not fiat currency. That's obviously going to be a lot more appealing, and that would be the death of the dollar. Many people have written about that and put this on the radar. Well, now we're starting to see it, apparently. There can be no doubt that the U.S. dollar will soon be history. China is recasting all their gold reserves into small 1 kilo bars. Already read that. That's redundant. This is surely a strategic part of their recent push to sign new trade agreements with Russia, Japan, Chile, Brazil, India, and Iran. And also, this week, several articles were circulated revealing that Russia is also stepping up its gold buying program. According to the World Gold Council, Russia has more than doubled its gold reserves in the past 5 years, and Putin has taken advantage of the financial crisis to build the world's fifth biggest gold pile in a handful of years, and is buying about $500 million worth every month. But we're in trouble, obviously, economically. There's no question about that. And some people say that the crisis in America is a constitutional crisis, but we're having a crisis in this country on every level. Look at the headlines. What is going on with people ripping their clothes off and attacking and eating people? We're seeing so much more of this. We just saw this guy, PCP-laced marijuana. It's called WET. Is assaulting a 12-year-old girl and kills the 6-year-old boy who's trying to come to her aid. Some guy, they ended up catching him. Got him on bail, $5 million bail. And the attack that happened last week was the second time in less than 2 weeks that the prosecutors say a Camden resident, apparently high on PCP, had killed a child. We saw that before when another woman high on PCP, I believe, decapitated her 2-year-old boy and then called 911 and admitted to stabbing the kid. And then she killed herself. Another situation here, a woman rips her clothes off and then goes on a rampage with a butcher knife. But here's something that we're seeing in if you look closely. As a Christian, you look through this and you say, you know, there's definitely some spiritual activity going on. This is demonic, what's happening, from what's happening in our leadership all the way down to the social level, the economic level. Everything that you see happening has spiritual ties, and we're spiritually sick. I really believe that. And what we're starting to see is some of the stuff that's happening. Like this woman that ripped her clothes off and went on the rampage with a butcher knife. She starts off by yelling, "God is here. I'm going to repent." And then she swung a butcher knife at someone inside of one of the teen challenge centers. And everything just went from there. The mixed martial arts fighter, high on mushrooms, him and a friend of his, killed his friend, ripped his tongue out, ripped his heart out, cooked his heart. And he just pled guilty to murder for that. And witnesses say that the two had ingested hallucinogenic mushrooms before the attack and believed they were involved in a struggle between God and the devil. They were. And this is what's happening. We're seeing so much more of this. We're running. I want to make sure we got enough time for the interviews. So I just want to point to you a couple of different things. There's more news from the American Redoubt over from survivalblog.com. I'm going to post that also on tonight's highlights and resources posting. But all of this stuff, not just to focus on the negative, there are some good stories out there. When you look at the spiritual health of our country, we're in a lot of trouble. We can see this, and we can see that it's spiritual. And so people are saying, well, how can you be a voice of encouragement? You're covering stuff like this. Well, this stuff's going on. It's symptomatic of what's going on in our country. You can't deny that we're in trouble on an economic level, a social level. We have an economic collapse that's imminent. We have enemies that want to take us out that are developing nuclear weapons. And some people say, well, as a Christian, you know, you shouldn't be focusing on this doom and gloom. It should be all just negative. You're just fear-mongering, being negative. Now, I haven't personally heard anything like that directed at me or directed at Radio Free Readout, but I've heard those kind of comments from other Christians just in general about talk radio reporting on all the problems that are going on within our country. They're identifying these problems. We need to wake up to that. Earlier this week, Special Agent Chloe wrote a piece that I posted called about Nehemiah. Nehemiah is, you know, of course, from the Bible, and he was grieved when he saw the state that Jerusalem was in, that the walls were torn down, that his people were shamed, that they, he asked the king that he was serving to return to Israel, to go to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls. And that story is always such an encouragement for me, because he grieved. Now there were naysayers in his time. Well, what do you want to go do that for? You just rebuild the walls. Why are you so you should be content with where you are. And some people are even saying that today. The situation that we're in our nation, and why people are calling for the American Redoubt, why they're relocating, is not out of negativity or fear-mongering. What's happening is our walls are crumbling, and one day we hope to rebuild that. And that's the message of hope and encouragement. And there's naysayers today. If you're preparing, if you're storing up food, if you're buying yourself a firearm to defend yourself, you know, you are grumbling, you're focusing on the negative, you're not trusting in the Lord, and you're getting caught up in this world. But you know what? God gave us this nation, just like they gave the Israelites Israel and Jerusalem. And godly men like Nehemiah were grieved when they saw this. He was grieved. He cried, he prayed, and he fasted for the Lord to let them have their city rebuilt, to allow it to happen. And it did happen. And there were people that were saying that he shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be thinking about rebuilding. That we should all just be content with where we are and just accept it. I'm sorry. I grieve for my country. I pray for my country. It breaks my heart when I see what's happening to America. And the quick fix would be a revival. Repentance. God would hear the voice of his people and he'd repair their land. Our land. If we just cry out to him and repent. If we don't, then we're going to see the destruction of our country. That's just the straight up facts. You can say that I'm full of it if you want, but you just watch things unfold. And you're going to say, dang, he was right. All right, there's not enough time to get back into the rest of the news and commentary. Special Agent Morgan Ryder sent so much stuff, and it is so in-depth, it's got to be shared with you. Very pertinent things. So what I'm going to do is take most of the material that she sent in. I'm going to post that in its own separate posting. News and commentary and current events. Not commentary, but news and current events. So you can educate yourselves about some of the things that are going on. From voter fraud with our military personnel to the police state. There's just a ton of stuff and lots of supporting documentation, very well done, very well laid out, and very well documented. And I think it's just important to share. So I'm going to do that in a separate posting, probably in the next 24 hours or so, so you'll be able to look at all that stuff. Anyway, when we come back, I want to introduce you to a real patriot. We'll talk about preparedness and the effect that he's having on other redoubters and patriots, and we'll help you get some of you pointed in the right direction to start doing what he's doing, building networks. of preppers, patriots, and redoubters, getting them ready for the storm. All right, don't touch that mouse. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you been searching for a time-proven way to protect your valuables and your loved ones? Rainy Day Root Cellars has the solution. Whether you need safe shelter from a storm, secure protection for your belongings, or a perfect place for your food storage, Rainy Day Root Cellars provides you and your family with the ultimate in discreet and secure protection. Visit them today at www.rainydayrootcellars.com. Rainy Day Root Cellars, security you can count on.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins." Those words are so full of wisdom. Unfortunately, to today's anti-American left, black is white and white is black. Up is down and down is up. I am informed and I know and prize my rights. Sadly, to today's socialist elite, quote, well-informed means that you see things their way. I find it interesting that the globalist elitists of today attempt to coerce the masses, and especially the dissenters, by using control buzzwords like ignorance. If you oppose them, you are ignorant, and no one wants to be called ignorant. The implication is that they are enlightened and you are not, which makes you want to fall in line and be like them. If Mr. Franklin were alive today, he would be considered ignorant by the so-called elite. Of course, he would rebut that they are tyrants, and I would stand with Mr. Franklin. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something.
All right, welcome back from the break. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you are tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, the voice for the emerging safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots that are relocating, and for those of you that are already here, and those of you outside the wire that are listening for encouragement and tools to help you prepare. Speaking of preparedness, our first guest tonight is an expert in preparedness, and he is absolutely leading from the front when it comes to helping folks get prepared. And we're talking about Ranger Rick. I had the distinct privilege of meeting Ranger Rick twice now, once at the Second Amendment rally over in Sandpoint, Idaho, and a second time during T-Rex, the Teotihuacan readiness exercise that was ran last month, and he was involved in that. Got to shake hands with him and talk to him a little bit, and it's my understanding he's got some speaking engagements lined up as well as some of his training. So we have him here tonight. Ranger Rick, it's a privilege to have you with us. Welcome to Radio Free Readout.
John, truly appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, you have you've got a full plate right now. You've got a lot of stuff going on. What I wanted to do is first kind of lay out for the listeners a little bit about your background as far as preparedness. What do you bring into the table that says, hey, I'm an expert, I have something to share, this is who I am, this is my background? Can you just talk to that a little bit?
Okay, well, basically, most of that kind of training came as a volunteer. I've got 40-plus years in emergency disaster survival services. I was with Red Cross for 40 years, fire service for 40 years, search and rescue for 35. I was with Emergency Management, Homeland Security for 25, the Citizens Emergency Response Team for 9, law enforcement for 11, and Department of Defense Military for 25. So I've got a lot of training through all those agencies.
Good. And it sounds like you're not keeping it to yourself. Sounds like you're highly qualified. You're not just stowing this away for you and your own family. You're actually sharing this.
Yes, sir.
Now, what happened to flip the switch to say, I want to help, I want to provide training for others? And then you did it. You didn't think about it. You didn't talk about it. You're doing it. How'd that all come about?
Okay, what happened was, one, I was joined Red Cross in school, and then two, the tornado outbreak of 63 and 64 that went through the Midwest, we were in that. And I basically, as a young kid, saw what happened when people were not prepared, and with the damage and infrastructure down, the emergency services overloaded. And it was down to neighbor helping neighbor. And through the years, I've worked floods and tornadoes and hurricanes, everything basically east of Mississippi, just haven't moved out here to Idaho. So I've basically made it a mission to help guide people to a safer lifestyle so they can not only take care of themselves and family, but the community. And if strangers get in their area and they're caught out, they can help strangers also.
Now, okay, so what is the response been from some of the folks that you're providing this training to? Basically the general public, right?
It is. I do train agencies. I do have a company, if you will, called Automatic Survivor, and I go out and teach for free. Corporations, law enforcement, fire services, Homeland Security, anybody who needs some extra training, they're in Cortina, their officers that did respond to their jobs, and upon their return, they found their families had stayed at the house and they drowned, and both officers committed suicide. That should never happen. What I try to do is not only train up regular families, but also emergency service folks. So, in fact, they know whether it be the husband or the wife that goes out, the rest of the family is trained up, knows what to do, whether they stay or whether they get out or how they take care of themselves. So the person out on the street taking care of business doesn't have to worry that much about his family being home, not knowing what's going on there. I've had a really good response back home. Of course, I came from southern Indiana. I took a summer at the fairgrounds and trained up over 1,200 families. Right now, my church, Priest River Community Church, they've opened the doors for me. So a couple of weeks a month, I get the Horizon Building, and that's the old gymnasium. And word of mouth, people just come. I've got groups across the United States that, of course, they can't come to my classes, but I send them the information email. And just recently I picked up a group in China that is requesting information. So if you can't make it to a class, I just email you the information and try to help you hook up with a group in your area.
Yeah, and I've had the privilege of being on your mailing list, and I've gotten some really useful information that I've been able to pass on to others, you know, through the website and emailed on to others.
Exactly.
Now you're teaching some classes right now, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now what are the topics? What's some of the stuff that you're covering?
Well, I'm starting with the basics, and we did spring, and we got a lot of new influx coming in, and a lot of the people that have already been to my classes took the summer off to enjoy their summer. We start with the basics of water, food, fire, shelter, medical. We have lots of hands-on training. In the past, you might give a class, see the folks 6-8 months later, well, have you got it built yet? Well, they haven't. So what we do now, we actually do hands-on medical. When we build water purifiers, we actually build them in class. We build portable heaters that I used to give for Christmas gifts, keep them back of your car, so if you get stranded, you got a way to heat the car. And we do custom classes for groups that might have specific needs, as the requirements will show. We do herbal remedies, communications, things like that.
Okay. And now you try to make your training pretty realistic. And in your last medical class, didn't you shoot one of your students in the leg and let everyone take turns learning to stop bleeding or something like that? I'm just kidding.
Pretty close. I was a Democrat, but that's okay.
Right.
Saved him, and he's converted over to a Republican, so it'll work out just right.
Good. Now, you've besides all the other classes that you've got going on, you've got a lineup with the upcoming Spokane Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Is that true? Can you give us an update on that?
Well, we're waiting. I have been asked to give a class. I want to do it on narcosis, which is dead tissue, and there's a variety of ways you can take care of that problem. Tijuana situation, whereas you don't have medical help, well, we're blessed up here. We've got a retired military physician assistant that's going to be working with our group. So we have that. But I haven't heard back from anybody. I don't know if I scared them off with going a little bit deeper than they need to, but if things are down and you don't have access to a hospital, there's things you're going to have to be able to do to stop there. You'll have gangrene, and basically you'll lose your patient. So we're working off a 52-week course, and I know most folks don't have time to do that. And I also don't believe right now our country or the world has much time left before we'll have to move on and try to survive with all the knowledge we had. As most folks know, the world's facing incredible issues at this time, and all the local people seem to get is just lies. Things are okay, and they're not. And I'm just trying to continue to get more information out and ask people what you want to learn about, get it researched, bring them to training. So if we never need it, great. If you do need it, they'll have the training.
Yeah, ignorance is, there's no excuse for it. It's a choice because there's too many resources out there that are available.
Right.
Now, and of course, you're starting to actually network some of these preparedness-minded patriots together.
That's true.
Is that just at this point, just a loose, informal network, or are you starting to kind of organize that in a more formal manner?
I think we're coming up on like the 15th of this month. We're going to talk about a couple things, but that is one of the things we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We're finding that everybody's feeling everybody out to make sure that, you know, that's someone you want to work with, that we have people that live close to each other. And like we up in Bonner's Ferry, we've got three people up there that's interested now, so they can work with each other. It's just a matter of you can't do it alone. You have to have help. You can't run up in the woods and sleep in a tent and survive it. You too, being a special forces, we both know you can't get out there and without support of some kind, it's going to be a rough life. You have to network. You have to find people you can trust, and you have to understand you may not get to stay in your home as much as you want. You may have to go someplace else. It's always nice to have someone that you have networked with and have an agreement or understanding with. If things go bad, that'll be the next place you'll go to, or they may come to your house. Depends on what happens, whether it be the bad guys or a forest fire.
Right. Now, as far as your training, you've placed a lot of emphasis on the medical. Is this the topics that you cover? Are these pretty well-rounded? What are some of the topics that you dive into?
The topics, a big question seems to be a lot on animal antibiotics for people. Ragnar Benson was a gentleman that I knew, and he's written a couple of books, and he used to be in third world nations, and he used animal antibiotics forever. If you actually go to your pharmacist and get a regular antibiotic and then go to a fish store and buy an antibiotic of the same name, you can pull them out. They got the same markings, it's the same pill. It's just a lot cheaper. But again, do no harm. Understand what you're giving somebody, whether they have an allergic reaction to it. You got to have EpiPens or a way to keep them alive till that reaction leaves. You have to understand whether you got the positive or negative gram bacterias. You have to understand that there's most antibiotics do not affect viruses. So then we actually go into using herbal and tinctures and remedies or building colloidal silver machines and using colloidal silver.
Sure.
But just a grid down, and you do the best you can. But same said, you don't want to do something you're not familiar with because you can actually kill somebody.
Yeah, now's the time to be training and learning.
Exactly.
Yeah, not afterward. And so what are some of the other topics besides the medical area that you're specializing in, or are you?
Well, that's one of them. A lot of it, people looking at, we've got a couple of really sharp people. Matt and Eric are working communications. They're giving some classes up here. One's in Sandpoint, and sometimes they come over to our church in Priest River. And it's a big concern on what do you do, and my feeling is, in the beginning, if something goes grid down, I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to talk because there's so many ways that they can track to find out who's got radios. If you have to run a generator to run your power, that stuff goes for a long way off. So we discuss ways that you can actually silence your generator by running the exhaust and the barrels in the ground. We talk about different herbs that you can grow in your garden and how to make tinctures and medications out of the herbs. There's a Doom and Bloom, I believe it is. It's a doctor and a nurse down in Florida, has a really good book out, and they go through everything under the sun on symptoms and then treatments and then what antibiotics that you can get now and use for that. I'm a big component of if you can get lidocaine, things like that. makes it a lot easier if you got to sew somebody up or you got to pull someone's tooth. So we've done a little dental. We've done suturing. I think we're going to do some IVs, and I'll be the guinea pig for that. So I'm hoping Doc does a good job for me.
Yeah, let's
hope. But basically, what happens if you're hurt and there's no one around? Cleanliness is something they'll have to totally understand. You can be tough all you want. Wear gloves. A little splinter, a cut on your finger, can go to a serious infection. It can kill you. So you got to really get yourself prepared with heavy boots, good work clothes, good gloves, and go out there and take care of it till we get our country back.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now there's what you're doing. People want that to happen in their communities. Not everyone can go and be involved. It sounds like about the farthest away you have people traveling is from Bonner's Ferry. What is that? About an hour or so away from you?
It's probably between an hour and 20 minutes. I think my last trip out there was about an hour 20, but was behind, you know, the motors going to Canada, so that kind of slowed things down.
Okay, but, so for the redoubters that are listening in anywhere from Libby to Bozeman to Casper, Wyoming to Virginia, how can they duplicate what you're doing?
Biggest thing I did was that I am pretty outgoing, and of course I've been in all the disaster organizations, and I have in fact continually volunteered. And it became my niche. If they wanted something taught, they'd come get me. I'd go teach it. Go online, and like I think it's the American Prepper Network. I think they've got something going on about every state. Talk with them. You can look at your volunteer fire departments, your medics, two ways, reserve police department. You get to know the responders, and they get to know you. It makes it a whole lot easier when something's gone wrong, which I've been a part of. And someone comes along, I know they're squared away, and yeah, go on through, I'll let you through. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting waiting in line. So it's good to know the people that's going to be calling the shots in your area. And just continue to pray about it. I'm a big fan of prayer. God will bring the people to you and into your life, and I'm finding right now, everybody that has come to our meetings has been led to us. So you know, you read Revelations, Ezekiel, Daniels. It's going on right now. So it's just let God guide you, and you'll just do fine.
Yeah, good advice. And just to recap the beginning of that, be involved in your community. Don't be a recluse. And network with others. And right. I've talked about that in previous shows. The problem with today's patriot, and especially the preppers, are that they're in the name of OPSEC, they've got themselves hidden under a rock, and they're afraid to peek out because, you know, somebody's going to see them, and they're basically ineffective.
Right.
And plus, you know, as soon as they got us where we're too afraid to talk to each other, they've won. It's just really refreshing to see somebody out there aggressively getting other people online, getting on board. Now, you have a lot of information that you put out on a fairly regular basis.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a blog, or do you plan on starting one up where people can continuously go back and look at this information that you're putting out there for folks?
Well, that said, I am old school. I am not a computer geek. So if I've thought about a blog, I don't have a clue how to set one up. If maybe on down the road somebody around here wants to help me, because I've got around the world about 175 sites that I go to continually. And it would just be great to have someone show me, you punch this button, and then go straight there and get the information themselves. I've got one site alone has 4,000 PDFs on it. I don't care what question you have, this blog will have an answer on it. And if it's okay, I give you my email address, and hopefully I don't get 400 million emails. But if you're sitting out there and you've got a question about anything, I'm no expert. Some think I am. I'm not a genius, but this is my life. And I'll be more happy to research anything I can for you and try to get you the best answers that I can.
Hey, you know what we can do, Rick, is instead of putting that out there, what we can do is put on our highlights and resources posting for today's show is that if you want to get on Ranger Rick's mailing list and get some of these resources, he's perusing hundreds of websites, and not everyone has the time to do that. I know with my schedule, it is all I can do to keep up without even reading the blogs that that are regular for me without going deeper into information like I want to. But what you've done is you've pulled very pertinent information and oftentimes very timely information and sent that out in your email as a result of your diligent studying and you know, going and visiting all these websites. Most people don't have the time to do. And so you've kind of become a central hub for a lot of these resources. So what I would like to do is put out there, if any of you are interested in getting on Ranger Rick's emailing list, email us at Radio Free Readout. Just email me at johnjacob@radiofreereadout.com, and I will pass your information on to Ranger Rick. Then he can add you. That will keep spammers and freaks and geeks and everything else from sure. obliterating you in your email and sending you all kinds of stuff you don't need or want.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we'll kind of act like as the buffer between you, but we'll definitely also act as the connection between the listeners and what you're doing, which is, I think, is really great.
Well, you know, I couldn't do it without one. God is my savior, and I've got the best wife in the world. She backs me up and tolerates me coming to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. So,
amen to that.
Yeah, can't do it without someone standing behind you.
Behind every great man is a greater woman.
That's a fact. Story.
I believe it, and the Lord. Yes. And I'm really glad you mentioned that. Nothing else matters if you keep that out of the equation.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well, Ranger Rick, it's been really a pleasure speaking with you. I really want to have you back on sometime in the future to do some follow-ups, and maybe we can get somebody to help you get a blog started. They're free. They really are easy. And maybe offline I can start helping you out with that process. Of course, I'm pretty strapped for time, but we got a lot of listeners that want to help out. And so one way or another, I think it'd be great to have something that you can upload where folks can go to see a lot of the stuff that you're doing. Of course, there's so many great resources out there. I'm a huge survivalblog.com fan. Amazing stuff out there, but there's so much more. And what I like is that what you're doing, Ranger Rick, is you're getting involved in your community. You're hands on with other patriots, with other redoubters. You're looking them in the eye. You're walking them through how to put on a field dressing, you know, how to start a fire, how to anything having to do with self-sufficiency, preparedness. It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
So what we'll do is we'll look forward to looking you in the eye, shaking your hand again at the Spokane Sustainable Preparedness Expo. We'll be there, and Ola Gay is going to be there. A lot of you out there, listeners, you are planning to be there, making trips from quite a ways away. And so that's another great resource. Lots of good stuff there. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And thank you once again, Ranger Rick, for being with us. We will do it again. For those of you out there in occupied territory and across the American Redoubt, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Hi, this is Evelyn with a communication tip in a minute from Radio Free Redoubt. In a TEOTWAKI or major national emergency, if you have to travel to get to your retreat or to the American Redoubt, you should be planning and mapping your routes now. That means a primary, secondary, alternate, and an all else fails movement plan. That plan should include a printed list of redoubters in the American Redoubt Network along your route, to include call signs, locations, and the communications equipment and frequencies they have listed in the ARN member directory. And make sure your equipment matches theirs. Being able to connect with other known redoubters for assistance can save lives. This has been a public service announcement to support the CH3 Project and AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Readout blog to learn more.
Radio Free Readout is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreereadout.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com.
This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog and the Tactical Tip of the Week. The term group standard, made popular by James Wesley Rawls in his novel The Patriots, is heard frequently within prepper circles. But what does it mean, and how do you apply it in your preparedness efforts? It is, quite simply, buying or procuring items that take the same parts, whether they be magazines, ammunitions, batteries, or any other preparedness items. For instance, if you buy a piece of electronic equipment, think to yourself, will I have to buy special batteries, or will the batteries I have on hand do? At our home, group standard for batteries is AA and D. The D batteries power large portable radios and large flashlights, where the AA batteries power all of my two-way radios, small flashlights, night vision, and electronic sights such as EOTech and Aimpoint. So before you buy, consider if your purchase will match your group standard. This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog on Radio Free Readout.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
And it goes a little something like this.
Okay, this is John Jacob Schmidt once again coming back to you from a short break, and you're listening to the voice of the American Readout. Now, a lot of you in the listening audience are pretty well informed already, but I know a lot of you are at various different stages, or a lot of you are passing along Radio Free Readout on CD or on an iPod to your like-minded friends and family. And so a lot of people are just waking up. I mean, they know something's wrong. They can't quite put their finger on it, but they see what's going on in the economy. They're not quite sure where all this is going to head, what started it all, and what it means to us, how it's going to affect us now. Well, we know how it affects us now, but how it's going to affect us in the future. How bad could it really get? And if it really is as bad as a lot of people say it could be, what can we do about it? The first step is waking up. Our next interview is somebody who comes from the financial industry. He just recently wrote a book called The Red Pill, and it's enlightening, something that I think we need to be spreading the word about. We're joined today, or tonight, by Jay Pounder, the author of The Red Pill. And we've got a lot of things to discuss here tonight, and we're going to just kind of open up a Pandora's box and give you a lot of information and hopefully some tools to help others wake up. So the author of The Red Pill, Jay Pounder, it's great to have you with us tonight on Radio Free Readout. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Really a longtime listener and really enjoying the good work that you do. And I got to tell you, this is important stuff that not only that those of us who believe the way we believe, but we got to get this message out there that things are coming, and it's we've got to do something about it.
Yeah. You and I had the privilege of being able to meet with you last week to discuss this, kind of discuss some of the way things are headed and the storm that's coming. And I just really felt led to want to share that with our listeners. You know, you're in the Redoubt, you're over in Spokane. What is your background and what perspective are you watching all of this economic event unfold? What's your perspective on this?
Sure. Yeah. To give you a little background on myself, I've actually been in the banking industry for 13 years, and I've held all sorts of different positions in different levels of banking. And I think really where my journey to kind of to wake up and realize what's truly going on was when I about 2 years ago, I was working for a major national bank, and I was covering Spokane, Idaho, most of the readout territory, actually. And I traveled. I saw all sorts of people, different financial places in life. And then, you know, things were pretty good for me and my family. And, you know, we've always been faithful to God, and he's been faithful to us. But we had an incident come up where I lost my job, and the rug was really pulled out from underneath us. But as we were kind of going through this process of kind of recovering and looking for work, God really laid some stuff in our heart in November of 2011. And, you know, you can read in the book, but it talks about the opportunity where I was doing some research, and I discovered something as a banker that absolutely shocked me. I never knew that our own Federal Reserve is pretty much as Federal Express is. We don't they're not part of the government. They are not part of what we think they are.
That's right.
And so as I began to kind of dive deeper, I went down this rabbit hole of understanding what really makes the financial world tick. And the more I went, the more I discovered how bad it really is, and what's coming at us in terms. I truly believe it's a financial collapse. You know, as we all saw last Thursday, we hit $16 trillion in debt. I mean, that's more than $150,000 per American. I mean, that's just shocking.
Yeah,
and it shows no signs of stopping. And you know, as I see it from, you know, 13 years in the industry, I've worked in small mountain towns. I've worked in major metropolitan cities. I've seen people, like I said, all different walks of life. But everybody, you know, is affected by what's happening. You know, there is underemployed. You know, we got really the unemployment rate at 22%, not 8.1%, like they're saying.
That's right.
And we have people who are underemployed who cannot pay their bills. I see it every day. And in what I do, I see people, their checking accounts are overdrawn. They can't pay us back. They're living on credit. And time is running out. And
time's running out for all of us.
Oh, my word, it's running out.
They're only following the example of their leaders.
Absolutely, and I think that our leaders are not showing us an example of what a good, healthy financial habits look like. I mean, we just our own Federal Reserve. Our government borrows money from them, so they print it, and then we funnel it through the economy. And next thing you know, we've basically got a credit card that with no limit, and we see what's going on. I think that's really an example of how our leaders have let us down. You know, I think there's a lot of good people that can maybe still make a difference. I think guys like Matt Shea and you know, like you, who's the voice of the readout, could talk to people and go, you've got to absolutely spread the word. As we've got to get our hearts right, get our wallets right, and frankly, you know, get our families right.
Okay, something that what got my attention is several months ago when you initially sent me an email saying, hey, you know, I'm a redoubter. I live here. I'm seeing this from inside the financial industry, and we are in trouble, serious trouble. And you had written at that point, it was hadn't even gone to print yet, but The Red Pill, and you had sent me a PDF version of that, and I read through that, and it was pretty eye-opening from an insider's view as far as what we're up against. And the way that you, the emphasis that you placed on that when you said we are in so much trouble, and your sentiment was the same as what we hear from so many others, that this economic collapse is imminent. And that's what drove you to write The Red Pill, is the subtitled An Impassioned Plea to America to Wake Up and Be Ready for the Coming Financial Collapse. How imminent do you think it is?
Well, you know, from the perspective of the market, it's always hard to try to put a timetable to what we're seeing. You know,
sure.
Guys like Peter Schiff and, you know, Jared Colente, we'll try to put a spin on it that, you know, it's going to be, you know, end of the year 2012, you know, ooh. But what we have to look at is we have to look at from a timetable perspective of, you know, things like, okay, if the debt load hits $16 trillion, how is the Federal Reserve going to try to spurn the economy? I think we can take a good look at Europe right now and kind of understand what that looks like. In fact, you know, probably most of the readers have saw this, but You know, last week, Mauro Dragani in the ECB decided to monetize the debt of Europe and begin an unlimited bond buying program. And that's horrific. If you really, truly think about it, they're going to sell bonds and buy bonds, but they don't have the money to do this. So they're just going to print money and say, hey, from 3 years, we'll pay you what we owe you. Well, they don't have the money to do that with. And so when Spain comes to the ECB and asks for that loan, well, the ECB then has to sell the bonds to raise the money.
Right.
You know, so they temporarily have this money that they'll funnel into Spain, but the problem still is there. Countries are spending too much money. You know, the hard decisions of, you know, frankly, things like welfare or, you know, any type of social-based medicine program, those things have to go away, unfortunately. But the way I'm seeing it is that this has to happen. This collapse has to take place in order for things to reset. It's horrific to think about the consequences of what's happening. What really affected me in November of 2011 was learning that the Federal Reserve is neither federal or back up anything, and really learning what makes our currency tick here in America, which really it's nothing, not much of anything. Those folks who get the book and will read it will learn a little bit about the Bretton Woods system of the gold exchange during the Nixon era, and how at one point gold was flooding out of this country during that time, and Nixon put a stop to that when we were going through the Vietnam War and we were part of that. But what happened was they never replaced the gold. They didn't try to do anything. And, you know, you'll read a little bit also, too, about Kennedy and trying to bring the silver certificates into effect. And, well, you know, shortly after Kennedy got the silver certificates into the market, he passed away in Dallas after being assassinated. And, you know, people have, you know, put the spin on that how they will. But it was just interesting that the minute Kennedy was out of office and his VP was in, those silver certificates were pulled from the market. And they were never circulated again. I mean, you can find them maybe in your grandparents' safe deposit box, but they're not worth anything more than the face value of the bill itself.
Right.
And I think as I really, really started to look at the market and really continue to stay in the industry, boy, I tell you what, it's just there's a big, big level of hubris of those who are running the financial world. I think, Geithner and Bernanke and frankly, Greenspan, you know, have not done this nation any favors. I mean, as a young man myself, I'm watching all this unfold, and I'm thinking, man, we got a real mess to clean up here. But the probability is we can't fix it. I mean, $16 trillion, that's astounding. That's unbelievable.
You can't even wrap your mind around that kind of a figure.
That's more zeros than I will ever see in my lifetime, probably. And I think more than any of our listeners will probably see in their lifetime. But the thing
I don't know, when hyperinflation kicks in, that'll probably be your annual income.
Well, hey, won't that be nice? But when a loaf of bread costs half of that, we're all going to be in real trouble.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So I think.
Okay, why do you?
Go ahead.
Why did you write the red pill? Why should people read it?
I want people to wake up. I want young families who pick this book up and they want you to read it, and they want them to understand why our financial picture is in such dire straits. I want them to understand the history, the clouded history of the Federal Reserve, and which it is. It is an absolutely – it's a history built on lies and, frankly, murder. If you really look at it,
yeah,
there were multiple presidents who were assassinated when they opposed the renewal of the charter of the Federal Reserve. And I want people to understand that the Federal Reserve System, as a banker, I look at that and we have to get back to the gold and silver. We have to get back to the thing that made our currency strong at the beginning. It's constitutional.
Right.
Nothing but gold and silver coin should be used to pay debt. Now, that may sound extreme, but I want people to read this book. Understand what's coming, why would we need to get the Federal Reserve out of the way, get back to a solid banking system using gold and silver. But at the same time, I also want them to look at their own lives, and I want them to look at and go, how can I prepare my family for what's coming? How, as a citizen, can I raise my voice to the government and how to go, listen, something's really wrong here. You know, and because of my massive nerdism, as all my friends would say, I use the analogy of the red pill from The Matrix, but it's really truly taking that red pill of truth and waking up and going, wow, everything I've known all along is wrong.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about it. We can compare that to biblical faith, where we live in the world for so long, and when we get Jesus in our lives and our hearts, it's like all of a sudden everything we see, we go, ugh, it's just gross looking. Yeah. You know, and I want that same feeling for people to see our financial system and the state of this nation and go, wow, we are so far from anything. You know, we're so far from God. We are so far financially from where we should be. You know, we have cancer in this nation that needs to be cut out, and we have pain that we need to face. And it's brutal. People are ignoring it right now, and it's bad. And that's why I wrote this book. I want people to read it and wake up.
Okay, so this is a wake-up call.
Absolutely. If you have somebody who's on the edge and somebody who's listening tonight and you're thinking, you know what, how do I get them to believe this stuff? Feel free to read my book.
Okay. Now, over the past several decades, there have been some really heavy hitters try to wake people up. And they're either dead or their characters assassinated. Or Ron Paul, for example, is a recent example of somebody who said, we need to end the Fed. Well, of course, he's still alive. But what's the general perception of him? He's a crazy old coot with some wild ideas that just won't work. So for the average person, even if they say, you know, hey, I agree, this is corrupt, something should be done, what does that mean to Joe the redoubter, who's just trying to keep his job and trying to store up food for this economic collapse and trying to position himself? What does this mean to the average redoubter, the average patriot?
Well, what you can think about in terms – and I take this from my own position in my own family. It's like when I started saying end the Fed, people at work looked at me and are like, you are insane. Uh-huh. Don't you realize that is the basis for our system? But the more I talk to them on an individual basis and use that analogy and read them pieces of the book, and they went, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, really, the currency is backed up with nothing. I think there are resources out there that if you're trying to have that conversation, if you are Joe the redoubter and you know what is coming and you know that, you know, we know what's coming, but how do you get, you know, ma and pa, you know, who your parents are part of that generation where they went to work and they retire and they live within the system and they do all those things, but how do you get them to understand that? And, you know, you've got to do your research. You've got – Dr. Paul – is a fabulous guy for that. I think he's very real. But yeah, the government wants status quo. They don't want to change things. And I think that it has to be, many voices banding together, that as kind of this momentum builds, you know, like this readout, for example, is that as like-minded patriots come together, our voices get louder and louder and louder, you know, and when, you know, in a Teotihuacan situation, you know, we're binding together and going, listen, you blew this economy. We're starting our own. You know, we're going to rebuild this thing. We're going to do it the right way. And we're going to have, you know, we have the expertise. We have the people. We've already pre-talked about this.
Right.
You know, so there will be people who are non-believers. And there will be people who, you know, just like they did with Dr. Paul. I mean, frankly, they stole his delegates. And that's a conversation for a whole other time. But, you know, they will try to discredit you. But the thing you've got to understand is that we've gotten so far away from what the founding fathers have laid out for us.
Yeah.
You know, it says right there.
Well, and if we don't learn from the history, from the mistakes in history, we're bound to repeat them. And so this is a really good way for people to say, to identify what got us into the mess in the first place. And we can reflect on that. So in the rebuilding, when it collapses, when a building collapses, you rebuild it. And so what's the first step in rebuilding a structure that's collapsed?
You got to rebuild the trade economy. Well, I mean, that's how you got to move goods and services.
First thing you do is bring in bulldozers and you clear out the rubble and all the remains of the collapsed structure. You start fresh.
Absolutely. You rebuild the foundation. And I talk about that in the book. It's like if you see a crack in the wall, you don't try to fix the crack. You've got to understand what's doing that. It's the foundation that's causing the crack. And if you don't fix that first, well, you're going to fix the crack over and over and over again.
Which is what we're doing.
Yeah, we just keep patching things. And they never learn. And, you know, it's going to be their mistakes. They've made the decision for millions of us. And now millions of young families, readouters included in that, are going to be affected by their poor leadership choices. You know, we can bind together. We can use guys and support men like Matt Shea, Dr. Paul, all those who are out there speaking and saying, wait a minute here. And, you know, we all bind together. We are much stronger than we are alone. And that's why, you know, connecting with readouters and you know, when you and I had a chance to connect, I walked away feeling so encouraged. And that's how we need to be with each other, too, is we need to connect through our networks and talk and open up those dialogues so we can all feel encouraged together that, you know, when the time comes and things go really wrong, we have each other and we can clear away the rubble and we can rebuild a foundation and start over again.
Yeah, good. All right, well, let's see. We're up against the clock here, so I want to take just a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to the listeners about what they can do about what we're faced with, how to prepare for this economic collapse, and what things could look like on the other side of it, so that there is encouragement and there is hope, that it's not just doom and gloom, that this is a message of hope. It's an opportunity to rebuild, to start with a clean slate. If we're blessed with that opportunity, what can we do? What can we do now to position ourselves and afterward? So we'll talk about that right after the break. You're listening to the Voice of the American Readout. Stay right there.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Have you been searching for a time-proven way to protect your valuables and your loved ones? Rainy Day Root Cellars has the solution. Whether you need safe shelter from a storm, secure protection for your belongings, or a perfect place for your food storage, Rainy Day Root Cellars provides you and your family with the ultimate in discreet and secure protection. Visit them today at www.rainydayrootcellars.com. Rainy Day Root Cellars, security you can count on.
We're back. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. It is good to have you all with us tonight. If you're joining us late, we are right in the middle of a conversation with the author of The Red Pill. It's an eye-opening, it's an awakening, explaining what we're up against from an insider's point of view. Somebody who's in the banking industry, realizing that we're in trouble, realizing that there is not a fix. And so this is something that the author wants to convey to others. He is a redoubter, and he is a patriot, and he is a God-fearing man who is trying to get a message out. We're talking about Jay Pounder here, and thanks for staying around through the break and for this next segment. We'll try to get things wrapped up here in just a minute, Jay. What can the average person do to prepare for this?
Well, one of the first things you got to understand is you got to look at your financial picture, and you got to see where you're at, and really what's the drain on your own personal resources. If we have to continue to use fiat currency until things collapse, well, one of the first things is you really got to look at your lifestyle. In the book, I detail what my wife and I have done. We've really eliminated a lot of frivolous things. We know that time is short. And we've done things like eliminate Netflix and Hulu and all the little monetary drains. We've reduced our cell phone plans. You know, we go out to dinner very, very, very infrequently. We are trying to really to pull as much money out of our budget as possible. And, you know, we've paid down debt and we've been able to roll those funds into our prepping budget. And that's so crucial. You've got to eliminate wasteful spending out of your budget. And it's hard. You're going to have to look at it and go, okay, I only get a cup of coffee once a week. The rest of it goes towards my prepping budget. But you've got to make those decisions now. You don't want to be able to look at your kids and when the time comes and say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to feed you, and be able to look at their eyes and know that they're going to go to bed hungry that night, and it was because you wanted the new purse or the new car or the new stuff. And that's something now as Americans that you can do for those of you out in occupied America, and to say, listen, I eliminate your wasteful spending, roll as much of that, your what you used to consider the spending that you'd go buy a soda or a hot dog with it, roll that into your prepping budget. Get your food situation taken care of. You know, there's lots of different calculators out there you can use to understand where your family needs to be, but at minimum 6 months worth of food. You know, it's that you've got to have that in place. You've got to have your security in place. You know,
yeah.
What do you have as far as firearms? You got to look at, you know, where's not only from a monetary standpoint, but where's the heart of your family at? Where are you? You're right with Christ. I mean, this event is coming, and there's nothing we can do to avoid it, but we can definitely see our way through it and trust that God's going to get us through, but rely on each other as readouters, too, to come here to the Northwest, an amazing place that God's given us, and to rely on each other and to rely on God for our strength. But, you know, this event is really – it's coming, and there's nothing we can do to avoid it. So
now, you've mentioned the event, a few times. And we were talking during the break a little bit about a blog that you run to kind of get the word out and help people prepare. And, of course, there's a lot of stuff going on with preparedness right now. It is really starting to pick up momentum. We just, of course, just got done talking to Ranger Rick. And, he's helping folks get prepared. You're doing something as well to prepare for the event. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. The blog is www.preparespokane.blogspot.com. And, we started putting this together after we wrote The Red Pill. And it's kind of a continuation, almost a conversation of, different topics that have to do with what's going on in the economy, what's going on with things I'm seeing throughout America and throughout the world. We deal with things, personal responsibility. We deal with things, more recently, the bond buying in Europe. But there's a variety of different topics. And we've been doing a Tuesday series on preparedness as well. I got to say, I definitely don't hold a candle to guys like, the famous Mr. Rawls or Ranger Rick or any one of those guys. I mean, I'm just a banker and I'm doing what I can. But what I want people to do through the event is to read it and to share it with friends and to go, wow, you got to read this. This really struck a chord with me and why it's so important that this continue on. I mean, the book is great. I would love people to get it, read it, and pass it on to a friend. I don't even care if you buy another copy. Just give it to another friend and have them. But the blog is kind of the day-to-day where we pick out pieces and we kind of, we tie into some of the different articles over there. I mean, we do link to some of the other news sources that are out there, Alt Market and the crew over there. We do a little bit of, work with WorldNet Daily. And the article gets spread out through Free Republic and some of the other sites out there. So we do, it's focused on just really getting people to wake up and realize what's truly going on inside their world, yeah. And not just that's so important. I just can't stress that piece of it enough.
Okay, so they can go to www.preparespokane.blogspot.com. We'll post that. Matter of fact, it's already there on the highlights and resources posting for tonight's show. And so you'll be able to go and just click on that, go right to it, read more about the event. And that's the follow-up to The Red Pill, correct? I mean, it's kind of a project that you have that keeps people up to date on where your book left off, basically.
It is. I mean, the book finalizes the thought, but, I really haven't done any self-shameless promotion of the book through the website, but we'll put a link up there on the website to the book so folks can go there. It's hosted over at Lulu Press. We've got it in paperback. We're trying to get it on Nook and Kindle, as well as available for the iPad and those, so you can – even the tech-savvy readouters can share it with their friends that way.
Okay, so that was my next question. How can they get their hands on it?
They can go – I don't know if you guys will have a link up at the website or not, but we can do it that way. Or I will definitely have a link up at the event, talking about the book a little bit, and they can click on it and then go over. They can even read a first couple of pages off the website where we have it hosted. And for all the listeners tonight, I'll be running a promotion for the next 2 weeks. We're giving 20% off the book, which will bring it down to about
20%.
20%, yeah. Okay. It's that important to get people to wake up. You know, it'll be priced right around $7, and we want it to be affordable for people that they don't look at it and go, wow, it's just really expensive. It's not about making the money. It's about waking up hearts and minds and getting people to really realize what's going on, and that's the important part. If we can't get this word out, we can't save enough families, because lives are on the line, what I truly believe.
All right, listeners, if you're not getting that, that's 20% discount that he's offering for the Red Pill, and that brings it down to about $7. And it's not about making money. This is about informing people, people that you care about. And so don't read it and put it on your shelf. Pass it along to someone else. Get people informed as far as what's going on. Give them some tools in their hands as far as how they can practically prepare, change their lifestyle, get others informed. And that's basically what this is about. And of course, you get me that link, lulu.com. I'll get that also posted on the highlights and resources posting for today's show. And we'll try to get some people directed over there to the Blogspot site.
Thank you. Yeah, I just did. And to once again, thank you. Is phenomenal. Keep it up.
You broke up on that last part.
All right. Can you hear me again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You know, as a final thought, I just wanted to say thank you for letting me come on the show. I think that the work you're doing is phenomenal. I hope God continues to bless this, continues to grow. And I just, boy, I tell you what, I think it's wonderful. So keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement. You broke up just a little bit there, but we got the main message, and it's just encouraging to hear and to know that there's people like you out there. You know, we have a economic development team that's just in the infancy stages of trying to put together an economic plan to help hand to our leaders, you know, post-collapse, to rebuild something that's going to be bulletproof and, you know, close those loopholes that the enemies of our country and our economic system were able to, you know, get a foothold on. And so anyway, they're working on that, and I'm sure they'll be able to tap into some of your insight, expertise, and get some input from you on that as well.
Hey, anytime they want to ask, I would love to help anybody out who wants to be there. We're all in this together. And if we as readouters can't band together and do it, then by golly, we got something wrong. But I think you got something right here. I really do.
Well, we are banding together. It's happening. It's just 18 months old, barely, and the momentum is it's just amazing how this project, this whole American Readout concept that, you know, the James Rawls started just under 2 years ago, what it's turned into. And so it's encouraging. It's exciting. We don't have to do this alone. We're not going to be in the middle of this tidal wave unassisted and alone. It's just great to have people like you out there, you and all the rest of the listeners, just some amazing people out there in the listening audience. And most of them are a lot smarter than I am. Thank goodness. And so just great to have you guys all out there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up then. I just want to thank you again so much, once again, for being with us. Jay Pounder, The Red Pill. Go check it out and visit preparespokane.blogspot.com. Get yourself prepared for the event. Thanks again, Jay.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up tonight, but first I want to tie it in a bow. These men that we had the opportunity to listen to tonight, they're real patriots. They're selfless men who love liberty and freedom, and they love Americanism, and they have a love for their fellow countrymen that runs deep and that's not often found in our nation's landscape. They're not rising to the occasion and giving of themselves for personal gain, to be in the limelight or to gain fame or fortune. The real men and women of the American Readout often do what they do under the radar. No fanfare, just real. There are so many of you who are doing something to help preserve Americanism and our heritage and to prepare that remnant for what's coming. They get it. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. There are so many people out there across the American Redoubt and in occupied territory who are Redoubters or Redoubters at heart, who are contributing and working within their skill sets or their fields of expertise or in their calling, what they feel called to prepare not just themselves, but to prepare others and to promote and strengthen the effectiveness of the American Redoubt. It is growing. And I just want to take the time right now to thank each and every one of you for what you're doing. Some of you want to get involved, but you don't know where you're supposed to fit in yet. But that'll happen in the Lord's timing. Thank you for your willingness and be patient. Some of you are involved actively already, but you feel alone because you're working on your project that ties into all of this. And you feel alone, but you're not. There are many people across the American Redoubt and beyond who are involved in projects to support the American Redoubt or who are developing their plan of action for other projects that will be coming online over time. The group we just went we were just discussing, the Economic Development Team, it's in its infancy stages right now, but they're working on a mid and post-collapse economic plan. If you feel a calling and have a background or expertise in economics, banking, commerce, etc., email me and I'll put you in touch with some guys that are wanting and needing input from other like-minded patriots. Anyway, we'll be talking more about that and other things as they develop. Lots of activity right now. Oh, and speaking of activity and selflessness, the Oath Keepers over in North Idaho sent me an overview of their schedule of events for the month of September. Among other things, remember, September is Constitution Month. So in light of that, or in the spirit of that, they put together a crash course on the Constitution, a chance to get it all quick before it's gone. Wednesday the 12th, over in Sandpoint, Idaho, they're putting on the Constitution 101. Friday the 14th, they are looking at a possible opening of a new movie called The Last Ounce of Courage at the AMC Theater down at River Park Square, apparently. There's a trailer that they sent. I'm going to post that also on the Highlights and Resources posting. And Wednesday, the 19th, Oath Keepers meeting in Hayden, Idaho. And that's also Constitution 101. Those guys are doing a great job. And you can find out more details about where those will be located, including the times, toward the bottom of the Highlights and Resources posting for today's show, September 9th, episode 1232. Now, right after the show, we'll be playing an episode of Cloak and Dagger, Stories of Espionage from the Files of the OSS, Behind Enemy Lines during World War II. Then right after that, we'll be re-airing the show you just heard in case you missed any of it. Just like always, and you have a blessed week. And don't forget to check out those resources that we've posted and get involved. Do something. Remember, right now is the time to prepare and educate yourselves. And thanks for sharing the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt with your like-minded friends, family, and other fellow patriots. This concludes another episode of Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, Free America, and Occupied America. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. God bless and good night.